In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we listen to the first reading.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When the court officers had brought the apostles in and made them stand before the Sanhedrin, the high priest questioned them. "We gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name? Yet you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching and want to bring this man's blood upon us." But Peter and the apostles said in reply, "We must obey God rather than men. The God of our ancestors raised Jesus, though you had him killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior to grant Israel repentance and forgiveness of sins. We are witnesses of these things, as is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey him." When they heard this, they became infuriated and wanted to put them to death. The word of the Lord.
The responsorial psalm. The response is, "The Lord hears the cry of the poor." I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall be ever in my mouth. Taste and see how good the Lord is. Blessed the man who takes refuge in him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord confronts the evildoers to destroy remembrance of them from the earth. When the just cry out, the Lord hears them, and from all their distress he rescues them. The Lord hears the cry of the poor. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted, and those who are crushed in spirit he saves. Many are the troubles of the just man, but out of them all the Lord delivers him. The Lord hears the cry of the poor.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The one who comes from above is above all. The one who is of the earth is earthly and speaks of earthly things. But the one who comes from heaven is above all. He testifies to what he has seen and heard. But no one accepts his testimony. Whoever does accept his testimony certifies that God is trustworthy. For the one whom God sent speaks the words of God. He does not ration his gift of the Spirit. The Father loves the Son and has given everything over to him. Whoever believes in the Son has eternal life, but whoever disobeys the Son will not see life, but the wrath of God remains upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Brothers and sisters in Christ, the saints are those who glorify Christ by their fervent lives and heroic death in different ways. Some people died as a martyr or as living a holy life. In the church, the faithful has a great veneration to the saints, with strong conviction that they are with God in heaven and can intercede our prayers. Their deaths are not in vain but yield a burden harvest, giving us examples to live our life on this earth. Their stories are historically recorded, as we can go back and then read the history of all the saints. We even have some legends about the saints' lives, don't we? What does the legend reflecting? It reflects our desire, our yearning to understand the mysterious truth about the Lord. Today we celebrate the memory of St. George. I think everyone knows of St. George, right? He is very well known. And the well-known legend about St. George is the story of St. George facing the beast, a dragon. After blessing himself with the famous protection sign, the sign of the cross, St. George slayed the dragon, rescued the king's daughter, saved the town people. Then he preached about the Lord, and the citizens abandoned their paganism because of his preaching and then his action of killing the dragon. And were all converted to Christianity. St. George was martyred because he stood fast with his faith. He didn't offer the worship to the Roman gods, when people forced him to do. So where does he have the gut to be that brave? It is from the Lord, brothers and sisters in Christ. He listened to the voice that comes from the heaven, the voice that incarnated to be a human, died for the world, and resurrected as a triumphant over death, giving us salvation, and our ending life will be like. The voice gives him eternal life. Brothers and sisters in Christ, I know that lately, well, it is after the Easter, right? So there's no more Easter to looking forward to. So maybe there are some discouraging going on. I have those as well. Should I celebrate Mass or watch a movie? Should I continue to read spiritual books? Or should I just go online and looking for more information, reading more news? So the examples of the saints are helping us to redirect ourselves, redirect our focus in this time. Are we going to be fervent to stand steadfast to the faith as St. George and denying the temptations? Or are we going to fall into the temptation because we don't trust God enough? Brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope that we have a yearning to be saints for the glory of God on earth. I hope that we recognize our poverty and so humble crying out to God for help. I hope that we are like the psalm speaking. Our souls constantly thirst for God. We long for Him like an empty dry land without water, so that God will pour out His love to satisfy our hunger. The Lord be with you. May the Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go in peace.